An Illustrated Guide by Ali Giles, read by Mia Sundby.
I landed in London on a wintry autumn evening some 20 years ago, and so began my story. I was unprepared for the foulness of the city, and did not muffle my face as I stepped off the coach, unwittingly drinking in the Thames, a stench so thick as could be tasted. My father said it at least dulled the flavour of the pie we had eaten at the station, which, he proclaimed, had almost certainly been dog meat. My father was a barber surgeon, the last of his kind, and brave enough to defy the new laws prohibiting anything other than the cutting of hair. I'm not sure what forced us to leave so hastily and take up lodgings here in Whitechapel, some 60 miles away. I can barely recall much of my father, but I loved him dearly. He was perhaps a little too fond of drink and had a foul temper on it, but he was a clever man. He knew much about everything and taught me well. It had been his life's dream to become a great surgeon, and he had acquired many medical books that he allowed me to leaf through if I was good and he'd not been drinking. The anatomical diagrams were such wondrous things to me. The human body so beautifully flayed in order to reveal its hidden mechanisms, and contained by such fragile fronds and mesh of bone and tissue so we might live and breathe. Whitechapel was to give me the most terrible dreams as a child. But then my father killed my mother, and after that they stopped. The night it happened, he came and woke me roughly, ordered me to come help him. He seemed strange. There was about him a queer and restless energy, yet no emotion showed upon his face or in his voice. It was as cold as death as I followed him across the hall, and I remember how the wind rattled the windows and their frames, its frigid breath making the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Yet when I shivered, it was not from the cold. On the bed, my mother lay quite peacefully. I fancy she may have even been smiling, her chin nestled sweetly into her neck, her eyes cast downwards, as if she had been happy to watch my father cut her wide open, from her breasts down to her groin. I was proud that I did not recoil from the stink of her, even as we lifted her and I smelled the powerful, meaty rankness. But I was ashamed that it aroused me. He made me hold her legs then, and we took her and laid her outside in Durwood Street. There where she belonged, he said, with the rest of the whores. A weary fog had fallen, drifting like a lost wraith through the town, binding itself to the gaslights. I cried only a little. Jack the Ripper's first, they said. All women were prostitutes, my father told me often as I grew up. They harboured the filthy pestilence between their legs. The women in Whitechapel are worthy of 100 medical illustrations, he said. And the rest, as they say, is history. My history.